The Northern Highland American Legion State Forest covers more than 232,000 acres across three counties in northern Wisconsin. It's open to hikers, campers, hunters, boaters, and bikers, among others. With that many people using all that land, it can be difficult to find someone who gets lost in it. That's where DNR Conservation Warden Audrey Royce and her canine Nissa come into the picture.
Pretty easy for people to get twisted up and turned around. Cell phone signal, as we all know, is terrible, so it's pretty easy to get lost, and search and rescue canine is going to come in handy.
Royce and Nissa are the only canine unit in the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, and one of about a dozen associated with the Wisconsin DNR. The DNR doesn't own the dog. It's up to an individual warden if they want to get a dog and train them for service. Royce owns and funds Nissa's training and expenses.
I've always wanted a dog to work with search and rescue, and it just kind of worked seamlessly with getting stationed here.
Nissa is a nearly one-year-old German Shepherd. She's currently the only canine within the DNR that's trained for search and rescue operations. Royce says they're always training together. They do search and rescue scenarios every Saturday with the Newbold Fire Department Search and Rescue.
It never ends. That little puppy brain constantly has to be reminded that she has a job. So it's definitely a perishable skill. We work hard at maintaining it.
Royce and Nissa will continue to keep up those skills so they can be ready to help anyone that needs it.
Hopefully it makes people feel a little bit more comfortable. You know, if they get twisted up and lost out there, Nissa will hopefully come and find them. But she's super friendly, too. So, I mean, really, if people see her, feel free to wave me down, stop and say hi, ask questions about her. She's a pretty cool resource to have. Not many wardens have a dog in the first place. Not many female wardens have a dog. And Nissa is kind of one of a kind.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.